This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shut up.
Do you have a favorite charity?
My Cash App.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What is wrong with people?
What happened? And you got to delete the Cash App chair. I don't like that.
Wait, what?
What's my favorite charity and I say my Cash App?
Oh. Okay, so Steph Curry, right now, as we speak.
Go ahead.
Is making an appearance in San Jose.
I know where.
Tell him.
Costco.
Okay, Costco.
For his new drink.
And
or a drink.
The boss put up a video. The line outside Costco before he got there was
Michael Jackson.
Incredible.
Right.
So the boss just put up on our social media, which includes everything, Twitter, X, Instagram. I don't know if we're on TikTok, but all
Twitter and X are the same thing.
Yep. And so he's standing up. It's really wild. He's standing up in front of a group of people, and I guess he's starting to sign some autographs, and somebody essentially throws a golf ball at him. I guess to sign, but okay.
Did he catch it?
Well, he didn't catch it. But his reflexes are so incredible that you just see him like staring straight ahead, and then he puts his
puts his
arm up.
He's like a super mutant.
And the ball was like 1 inch from hitting his face.
Yeah.
And he just like knocked it away. And he's like, what are people doing? Yeah. Don't throw golf balls at Steph Curry.
Those hurt.
Anyway, you want to check out how quick this 37-year-old's reflexes still are.
I wonder how long
he's
out
on
there.
X.
And how long would you wait in line to get in to see him?
I wouldn't.
Oh.
You know, I mean, would you wait in line?
Curry nothing.
Would you wait in line to see 49er Frankie?
Well, that's 40, that's my guy, but
well,
that's
Curry's
not
my guy. I mean, he gave me a jersey. I'll just ask him to come over to the pad. I'm not going to wait in line. I mean,
since you've been giving me love, I'll lay out.
We're talking about your biggest Bay Area sports concern right now. And let me see if my guy, do we have it? You're going to play it? All right. When I ask for it? Okay. You know what my biggest concern is in Bay Area sports. You know what it is.
Health.
Kind of.
No, I do not. Tell me. Tell us.
My biggest worry is the post-Steph Curry era.
But
it is.
Why worry about that now? You're not focused on today. You might not be here for that. We might not be here for that. Why are you, like, focus on now?
Because they've missed
doing
opportunities that they can't get back.
Oh, Wiseman.
Yeah.
Okay, that had nothing to do with life after Steph. Well, it does. Could you imagine
what
if he was just Let's say he could get you 15 and 10. Man. What if he was Miles Turner?
So,
boy, why would you bring that up?
Well,
Thundercats.
Because we're talking about our biggest concern. Yeah. Like, I think the Niners, okay, yeah, they might be a little down this year, but they should be a playoff team. I feel like with that schedule, I think the Giants, for the most part, sure, they're not hitting, but I think...
Haven't been to the playoffs in a while, pal. Well,
right, but I think by and large, they're in it this year. Posey's taken over. So,
but those sound like low standards. Giants won 3, 10, 12, and 14. You're like, they're in
it. They're not going to win three more.
No, I'm just saying, get in the offs. It's been 4 years.
But I'm not worried about that. Mm. They look like they're headed toward... successful season.
If I was your clinical doctor and you were on my couch and you're wondering about the future of the Warriors, and you are, let's just do it. How the hell are you not keep Kuminga Malcolm X by any means necessary?
Simply because he doesn't want to be here.
Okay, so you have to have a conversation with him.
Well, you're not going to talk him into wanting to stay. Do you think you can?
You could lay out when it'll be his turn. And what we need from him in the meantime.
I think we all got to come to the realization that he doesn't want to be here. Unless everybody's mistaken.
But he's got to have a suitor that wants him as much as he wants to get up out of here, right? Doesn't feel like that's happening.
Yeah, okay, this is one way to look at it, Uncle Looney. Steiny, the Dubs have zero bad contracts.
So nothing's in the oven.
Well, first of all, no, I would disagree with you on that, Looney. I think in the grand scheme of things, right now they've got three bad contracts.
Is Curry one of them?
Yes. Yes, Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
Well, those are your dogs right now.
I know, but if you want to...
No, I guess I got a problem with bad. They've earned those.
No, they've earned.
Warriors!
They're not favorable. How about that?
What if I told you you're being sometimey? But you're right. But you're still getting your bang for your buck from those three.
No, you're not. That's the point.
Well, we could go, like Kevin Durant in Houston, is he worth his contract? Like, he's still a baller, but his best days are behind him. We could go Giannis.
Well, Giannis is 31.
Your team goes around 32. And the place is packed because of Butler, Steph, and Dre.
Right. You're talking about the place being packed. I'm talking about winning. And like, just think about it this way. 7 years ago,
Jesus,
Curry was, MVP type player?
Yeah.
What do you think he's making? About 48? Probably the highest paid player in the game back then. Now he's making $15 million more. Like 7 years later, and...
But he's earned that.
He's earned it, but he's not the player he was. You know what I mean?
But he hasn't fallen off. Okay.
Well, yes, he has. And
Scotty, do you know in the streets what falling off means? It means you can't make a hit record. Like, you're done.
All right,
we're not saying he can go triple platinum, but he can do a gold record for sure. And when Jimmy came, he was a gold record for sure. Come on, Scotty. Like, just really.
No, I'm not giving you this one. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, those three guys right now are your team. Like,
no doubt.
They take up 90% of your entire salary.
And I think two of those guys are all-stars. Respond to that, though. And you might say, I don't care about that. The two of them are worthy to be all-stars next year, Stein.
They don't play enough. They're not going to play enough.
Curry played 70 games.
That's right.
But why can't that... Take your worry down a notch. Now, had that been 58 games, you would be just pounding the drum on. Look, it's already happening. He played 70. Why can't you give him the benefit of the doubt?
Because he got hurt at the end of the year.
That happened.
And, I'm just going to go on what their basketball card says. And 70's a hell of a number for Curry. Can he do it again? We'll see. Jimmy Butler, he's always in the 60s, even when he's healthy.
I feel like those days are over. Like,
what do you mean?
Jimmy, we really need you to show you can go 65 to 82. You know, it's not going to be 82, but man, Jimmy, we need you. And you played half a year last year because of all the drama.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I'd say my biggest concern is the Niners
man
choking against the soft schedule
And then the whole thing gets blown up.
Well, it wouldn't even be choking. It would just be you've taken a couple steps back.
I mean, if they...
Dude, Seattle ain't no punk. Arizona either or the Rams.
Okay, so if they're no punk, then the 49ers may go 8-9. How would you feel?
They'd
be two games better than last year.
They got to retool. And I'm feeling that way now, duh, every team. But come on, man. Are we so sure the only reason they went 6-11 was a byproduct of injuries? They got their ass kicked, and I know McCaffrey got hurt Sunday night in Buffalo.
You believe that, though.
No, a fan is going to hope that. But dude, this defense couldn't stop the run if their life depended on it. Are we so sure? Okay, Greenlaw, I'm over it, Stoney.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you still bring it up.
No, because.
Played one play in 2 years.
Stoney.
No, he played a half.
No, but what about the D-line? What about, there's question marks.
I don't understand what you're saying here. We know that. They were a 6-win team. I mean, I got to put you on the spot here, even though I appreciate you. I'm the one who's talking about last offseason, got them all messed up and set the tone for a terrible season. And you tended all last year to say, Stoney, it's injury. Like, okay, so
I said,
do you believe it's injury?
But as we got further down the road, I was like, no, there's more going on here.
All right. Well, that's where they're at. How do you look? This is what I don't get. You know, people still look at the Warriors like they're a championship team.
And I understand.
Why?
Because they got a big three, Stoney.
Okay, but they in the last 3 years, they haven't advanced past the second round.
Okay, that was without Jimmy Butler. Now they got Butler and Curry got hurt. I'm just telling you, man.
All right, the San Francisco 49ers, they are coming off a 6-win season. Like, I guess they could go 13-4 and run the table, but... I see a lot of question marks.
And Bosa's one of them.
And they all are right now. So.
And I got real quick about Bosa, Stoney. I got two people that in life, when you're that good and getting paid that salary of Bosa and you've been as dominant as he has, some people take issue with what I've been saying. Bosa needs help. Do you think that's fair that a guy that good – now he needs help when he should be the help? Where do you come out on that?
Well, because
I understand both parts.
You always want to go 100% or 0%.
But here on this one, I'm 50.
Well, good. You got it right then.
But I need your help. Where would you?
50. Bosa's got to be better, and I guess they need better players.
Wow. Salah's back. But he don't tackle.
I was going to say, how many tackles did he have last year?
That was right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. He's always an interesting call. You never know what you're going to get.
Priest.
We like him, but we don't know why. Let's go to Javier Vacaville.
Javi.
Hey, Javi, how you doing?
How you doing today, Mr. Simons, Mr. Darryl the Guru Johnson?
Thank you, baby. You know,
appreciate the intro. So I had a question about how you guys felt about a potential deal with Sacramento. I know they reportedly shortchanged you at this juncture. Sacramento needs a forward. I believe you guys need an alternative scorer at the time, but when Steph needs to blow and get a break from when he needs, you know, a rest, a spell, et cetera. Would you guys be open to trading two potential trades with Sacramento? Malik Monk and Terrence Davis straight up for Kuminga because it works in the trade machine. You guys get a fantastic six man who can score. You know, he's a, you know, just straight microwave scorer that can go crazy from the perimeter. You know, great two man game with his, you know, pick and roll action. He can be your, you know, backup point guard. Okay, I mean, nice soundbite. Now, if not, if you don't like that, you know, a proven Hall of Fame, reliable shooting guard in every sense, would you do DeMar DeRozan, Terrence Davis for Kuminga, and you have to throw in Buddy Hield? That because they make the salaries match, because so, DeRozan makes about $7 million with Malik Monk. I didn't want to see what you guys thought.
I don't understand. Kuminga makes like $8 million right now, and they can only take back half. And I think Monk makes about $20 million, right? So I'm not sure how
Malik makes 18.7, and then Terrence Davis makes about 2.5. But the reason why it works is because it's a sign and trade. The difference is you can only take half back if it's player for player. But if it's more than one player, then you can take back the excessive amount of the Kings can send 125% more of what, or 125% less of what Kuminga would make in the sign and trade. I'm signing.
I would take like Malik. 4 years. I would take Malik Monk right now for
Davis.
And Davis, he said.
For Kuminga. Yeah. Sure, give me Davis.
You got to have Terrence Davis included as well, because that's using 125% of $24 million.
Sure, I would do it.
3 years at 72.
Javi, you're breaking up right now, but yeah, I would.
And you
Guru
know what?
No, hold on.
Oh,
I gotta,
no.
No, I'm going to listen. Oh, boy. Hey, it's Guru Appreciation Day.
No, I'm
so this is one of the reasons we appreciate him.
It was just three days ago where Guru said, I don't want Malik Monk.
No. I don't want Malik Monk. But it's Friday.
Not this, that is payday. But
take
I'm
the temperature.
Tell you this. I was in my feelings, and what I appreciate is watching Monk play ball, because I do think he could score on anybody. Like, he's just a scorer, right? So if you're telling me my worst fear would be we lose Kuminga, but you had a guy like Monk, and he is a bucket getter, Stoney, Terrence Davis, okay. But the bottom line is, if you could get Monk coming in off the bench at this, because now we're talking about 2 or 3 years before this thing is really retooled. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No.
But I don't think the Sac's doing that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right. But that's why they offered Sarich and Carter. And Carter's not a bum. He's a scrappy dude. He can play. Anthony Carter's son.
I thought you meant Carter Chickering.
Oh, no. That's our guy.
No.
No, but yeah. Monk's a baller, Donnie.
Why?
And he wouldn't come here to be the one.
But he was a baller last week.
Well, yeah. I was in my feelings.
Okay. That's fair.
And you're not having
That's why
it.
We love you.
He
and
wouldn't
the rules
have the
are different.
Role here that he has in SAC. He's counting on in SAC. Not that he was the root to their problems. But listen, I love the mid-range game. But, Stoney, I'm over DeRozan and LaVine. I just am.
Fair. Here's one out of the blue. You've invented hashtag random.
Yeah.
510 on the Boxer and Gerson's Work Injury Attorneys text line. Stoney and Guru, I have a random question for you.
I love it.
What do you think is harder to do for a non-professional athlete? It would be like you or me. Getting a hit against Paul Skeens or tackling Derrick Henry? That's easy. That's easy.
You're going to say the wrong one.
Tackling Derrick Henry.
Oh, that's the easiest.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
No doubt.
I thought you were going to say baseball.
No, please.
I mean, see, the thing is.
Skeens, pitcher.
You go low on Derrick Henry, you can knock him off balance.
Now,
you can't tackle him high. You've got to go low on Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
He's a big boy. And
if he slips up and you're in the way,
yeah.
And I'm 237.
Yep.
He'd run me over.
No, I wouldn't let him run me over. Don't you get it?
I'm looking at your shoulders. You would try not to let him run you.
You
would be in Kaiser. You'd be on Steiny. You couldn't. Could try. I'm looking at you and I'm looking at me. Stop it. We couldn't.
Okay, go.
Unless
I want you to envision this. I want you to envision this. Okay. Henry's running wide. He's running wide and he thinks he's got room up the. He's turned a corner up the sidelines.
Right, I'm picturing him.
And here I come.
You meet Steiny in the hole.
I'm an outside linebacker, and I was on the other side of the field. So I got a full head of steam, and we're going to meet. And I am going to throw my shoulder into his knee area, upper thigh, ankle. And he's going out of bounds. There's no doubt he's going out of bounds, right?
Oh, in what world or dream are you talking? Evan, get a boy.
He would put your shoulder into your chest.
Oh, my God.
We didn't ask whether I would be knocked out or not. We asked whether he would go down.
Theodore Rand said Steiny would be turned into, both of us, a bag of bones.
That's one of those that, yeah, I think I probably would have a better chance of tackling Derrick Henry, but I absolutely would rather fail. Paul Skeens.
You know what, though? I'm going to change mine. Skeens is a righty, right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I thought lefty. Skeens doesn't have anything on me. Skeens is tough on righties, but lefties...
He's tough on everybody.
And the other thing about... Here's the difference between Skeens and Derrick Henry. Skeens has to come in. Dude. He has to come in at some point.
Does Derrick Henry not?
Derrick Henry scampering out of bounds.
Dude, his knee would kill us, man. I'm a P1 of Willard and Dibbs, so I don't want to make this about me, but I will. We've both had we've been afforded to throw out a first pitch. I still got mine on my video and the Melvin sound.
That was 10 years ago.
It happened, though. I threw a heater, too. But Dibbs, listening to Dibbs, I'm not crying, but this is why he's the GOAT. He took batting practice at the game. He took BP.
Did he really?
I would love to do that.
Well, he got there early.
No, but somebody facilitated it. But do you think you could hit one out?
No. Not now.
I think I can.
No. I don't think
so. No, Steiny, I hit a softball 300 feet.
It's a softball.
But the ball's coming straight. It's not a curve. Evan?
What do you want me to say?
No, you're the truth, E.
What do you want me to tell you?
Shasky would be putting some respect on my strength. But shout out Joe Anspadoni. You don't think I might, one coming over and get a hold of one?
I think you could pull it down the left field line. Steiny, it's only 315.
No, now what are you shit? We're talking here, buddy.
He did hit a ball 300.
Dude, it went 315.
Now, I mean, what do you have, all day? You have all day to do it?
Well, let's say 20 cracks at it.
If Pods can hit one out, I think Goo can.
Dude, Pods is 6'6".
My God.
He's not 6'6".
He's pretty big.
But he ain't 6'6".
Maybe with the hoodie on.
Steiny, I would love to get the opportunity.
You'd be surprised at your age how much strength you've lost.
But I swung a bat just last year and hit it 315.
That's a softball. From the Higgin.
He didn't pitch.
Well, we're just talking batting practice.
Yeah, just BP. Nothing.
Yeah. Softball is way more than baseballs, by the way.
Steiny, get a hold of one? I can yak it.
I don't think so. I just don't.
So you see me throw a bowling ball at my age.
Okay.
Tell the people what you saw. You said it's the hardest bowling ball you've ever seen thrown.
That's right, because you don't throw it right.
No, it ain't about that. Did you say that bowling ball's not light? So I'm strong.
Did you roll it or did you throw it?
Evan, I did both.
Basically, he throws it into the ground.
With power.
415. Oh, you know what? This is why he's on a
hot day.
Boxer and Gerson's work injury attorney's text line. I do batting practice every season as a season ticket holder, and there are a lot of great athletes out there who cannot clear the wall, and that is from somebody who would know, Jim Mole.
Jim didn't say I can't do it.
No, but he said there are a lot of great athletes out there
And because you're not a great athlete.
Well, ask Bob Melvin. I still got the sound.
Of what?
Of him. He watched me throw my first pitch, and they asked him about it on the morning show. Some of the best audio ever. When I'm feeling down, Bills ain't going right. I just play the sound. I threw it.
Pods is a great athlete, too, because he played baseball.
Yeah.
That's why he
could hit one. Dude, he hit the snot out of that ball. I remember he.
But he hasn't played baseball in a long time.
Yeah, but we're talking about a batting practice. Like pot.
That's okay. What we're talking about. We're talking about
BP,
batting practice.
Donnie, I could get a hold of
who's
one.
Stronger? Like this, who's stronger, you or Pods? Oh, my God.
Well, Mookie Betts isn't very strong, but he can still hit the ball 500 feet.
Now, hold on, Donnie.
Come on, Goo.
Yeah, hold on.
Goo.
I'm in my, like, I listen, well, let's just say, who's in better shape, Pods? But if we went to the bench press or dumbbell incline,
yes.
I could do 80. I could do 80 pounds.
So could he.
I don't think it's crazy to, like, Goo could get a hold
of
one.
Dude, that's all, Evan, I guess that's all I'm saying. Just like at the company softball picnic.
Yeah. Just like at the company softball. And that's the mistake you always make. You actually think some of this stuff is translatable. Evan, oh, Lordy.
Evan said it right. If I get a hold of one, with a, I swing a 34 bat.
Well, here's
so
the,
I need that.
Here's the other thing. Like,
give him like aluminum? Yeah, we might be able to make something happen.
We got
to
do that.
No, it's wooden, Evan. Aluminum.
Here's the other thing.
That's what you were swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if you'd have all day, sure. But if you only have 25 swings, the only way you hit a homer, you're righty, right?
Yeah.
Is you better hit it right down the left field line.
Well, that's what Evan's.
And if you don't.
I got oppo power, too.
Well, yeah, you're going to hit it over the cup.
Yeah, no, no. That,
you
can
hit it into the cup?
No, no, I'm out.
Say that next. Chris A, give Goo 20 pitches, he'll get one. No
There's
chance.
No, Evan, like, Evan, if you.
I shouldn't say no chance.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's not a probable thing, but to dismiss it completely to me is. I don't think you're giving your boy enough
Evan,
credit.
I'm buying you one today because I appreciate, like, that's. I'm not Pee Wee Herman over here.
I get that.
Okay.
But I don't think you understand how big a major league stadium is.
Dude. You pull one down that line, Evan, on a now, good day with the no wind.
We're losing all our people who appreciate you now.
Okay.
Goo, I love you, bro, but there's no way you're stronger than Pods.
All right, I'm not saying that.
Curry is smaller than him.
Come on. I'm on a decline.
Curry deadlifts 600?
Yeah. I don't put it past anything. Yeah,
that sounds like a lot.
The strong thing, I'm with you.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're moving along. And it's our final day of All-Star Week, and that means it's the final day of our All-Star Week prize blowout. The last prize on the show for us to give out is a Warriors prize pack. It includes a hat, T-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30 to learn how to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.